Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Despite fears of a surge, there's been a dramatic drop in the numbers of migrants trying to cross the southern border, just half as many as before Title 42 ended Friday night. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas gave that number yesterday and said it's because immigration rules now are tougher than the pandemic health policy Title 42. We're going to keep an eye on the border, but let's go to New York City first, where thousands of migrants have already arrived, and it's causing problems in that city's shelter system. This week, officials are opening a storied hotel that shut down during the pandemic. Gwen Hogan is a reporter for The City in New York. Gwen, these migrants who are coming or here, are they being sent by Mayor Eric Adams' Republican critics like Texas Governor Greg Abbott? What's happening?
The vast majority of people that we're seeing arriving lately and also for the past several months in New York City are people that wanted to come to New York. There's a patchwork of NGOs and churches and volunteer organizations that are helping migrants arrive in New York City. For months it was by bus, and now we're seeing a lot more people arriving by plane to our airports.
And to be clear, if these people, and many are arriving by plane, they've been sent there by officials at the border. They're awaiting their immigration hearings. These are legal entries, people also coming in on buses. And some aid groups may be bringing some of those. Those are hoping for immigration hearings in New York.
I mean, it's a mix, right? Some people have claimed asylum or will be, when they arrive here, try to set up immigration appointments to begin their asylum-seeking claim. But, I mean, one of the big challenges that advocates have been saying is that we actually aren't providing enough legal support to folks who have arrived, which may mean that they're going to be sort of more dependent on New York City for shelter if they're not able to eventually get their work authorization permits.
Okay, so let's talk about that shelter. New York City is the only big city in the U.S. with a right-to-shelter law, which is why last week Mayor Adams had to temporarily lift parts of it. So talk about the law and the lifting and the effect.
That's right. So New York City, again, one of the only major cities in the country that has this requirement that if somebody seeks shelter, the city has to provide it. And there's legal precedent and laws that establish what the minimum standards are in shelters in the city. But last week we actually saw an increase in folks arriving the week before Title 42 expired. And as that was happening, the city said, you know what, we need to sort of create additional carve-outs so that we can house people in this law. So Mayor Adams signed an executive order. And one of the provisions of that executive order that's now lifted is the city's requirement to provide sort of adequate space, bathrooms, and kitchens to homeless families. And even before that was lifted, we already started to see these sort of violations, potential violations of this longstanding rule when there was this big flux a week and a half ago. For example, families with young kids were sent to a police athletic gymnasium and sleeping on cots in a big dormitory setting, which, you know, sort of violates longstanding regulations in New York City about how children can be housed.
Well, that brings us to the Roosevelt Hotel. This is in Midtown Manhattan. It had been closed. Now it's going to be open, even though, as you've been pointing out, not every room, for instance, will have a kitchen, as the law requires. That's been lifted. But tell us more about this hotel being used.
Well, that's sort of just the latest hotel that has been deputized to use for migrants who've arrived. I mean, overall, the city has been using hotels for months and months to house migrants. So they've had to open, the number is now up to 140 emergency sites. The city has said, we don't want to put children in congregate settings, but there's sort of this, you know, the window is open for them to do that if they have to.
Well, and if you've traveled in New York recently as a tourist from outside, maybe gone in to see a Broadway play, you've seen this. You've noticed this, especially around the Midtown, you know, bus station. But what kind of impact is this having on New Yorkers? What's been the response?
So, you know, in certain places you're seeing, you know, as a hotel opens up in a neighborhood, there's like, you know, an effort to organize food donations or clothing drop-offs. Sort of, we've seen individual neighborhoods sort of galvanized around specific facilities in their communities. And, you know, folks that I've talked to want to work. That's why they're here. They want to work more than anything, you know, and we're already seeing them enter into sort of the informal economy in New York City, whether it's restaurants, whether it's bike delivery workers, construction day labor. And, you know, there is ongoing labor issues. You know, the governor of New York City said we have 4,000 open farm jobs. But there's obviously a lot of bureaucratic and logistical hurdles in order to get folks working permits.
Well, and then another question is, how do you get them from a hotel in Midtown Manhattan out to a farm on Long Island or upstate New York?
Yes, one of the many logistical challenges.
Gwen Hogan, reporter for The City in New York City, thank you.
Thanks so much.